Proclamation number 5715, dated the July 3rd, 1953. The Word of God. Ray of light. The door of your heart. Guest. Anyone who opens the door of his heart to let the light shine in will truly not need to fear the night anymore, for the light will shine for him from within, which no one will be able to extinguish anymore. And thus no shadow will be able to fall upon the light, no other power will be able to darken it, for the light from above will also burst through the layer the enemy would like to spread across the light. The light from above is the ray of wisdom which originates from God and which is so effective that even the person touched by it will strive towards God, i.e., that the light coming from God will flow back to God and pull everything that once separated itself from God along with it. For the light is the divine light of love. It is an inconceivable effect on that which is still far away from God, providing it is merely receptive to His ray of love. And this is why the word coming forth from God, which is an obvious expression of His love's activity, has to ignite as light in people's hearts and dispel all darkness, erroneous thoughts, misguided concepts and, therefore, wrong will. The human being must clearly recognize what he needs and what he should strive for. It is to enlighten him, and that means that he will then eagerly strive towards the eternal light, because the light gives him pleasure and because he wants to be forever blissfully happy. The light from above is a touch of God's love which wants to benevolently influence the soul so that it will turn to him. Yet the light is unable to shine into an unreceptive heart. People's hearts must open themselves, and they ought to be encouraged to do so. A loving person must knock and present himself as a PACE-enjoy-bringing guest. He must, if only a small gap opens, send in a warming ray in order to open the door ever more until the guest is accepted, whose light will then fill the hitherto dark room and drive out the night. Anyone who spreads the word of God amongst people in this way, who eagerly makes an effort to pass on his light, who goes to great lengths where a little success can be expected, is a faithful servant in the vineyard of the Lord. He is preparing the way for him who will follow and desire admittance, if he knocks in order to feast with those who open the door to him. He is a loyal laborer for God in his kingdom, whose work will always be blessed. Amen.